There he stood, brooding over the realm he sought to claim, so near at hand, and yet so far away. Tonight I am to sup with my lord's bannermen, such as they are, Celtigar, Valerian, Bar-Emon, the whole paltry lot of them. A poor crop, if truth be told, but they are what my brothers have left me. That Lycian pirate, Salador San, will be there, for the latest tally of what I owe him, and Morish, the merman, will caution me with talk of tides and autumn gales, while Lord Sunglass mutters piously of the will of the seven. Celtigar will want to know which storm lords are joining us. Valerian will threaten to take his levies home unless we strike at once. What am I to tell them? What must I do now?
Your true enemies are the Lannisters, my lord, Maester Cresson answered. If you and your brother were to make common cause against them...
I will not treat with Renly, Stannis answered in a tone that brooked no argument. Not while he calls himself a king.
Not Renly, then, the maester yielded.
His lord was stubborn and proud. When he had said his mind, there was no changing it.
Others might serve your needs as well. Eddard Stark's son has been proclaimed king in the north, with all the powers of Winterfell and River Run behind him.
A green boy, said Stannis, and another false king. Am I to accept a broken realm?